The Burt Show.
All right, last chance for us to remind you guys to go hang out with Kristen on Sunday.
Yep, not just me, but also Cassie and Katie and Rebecca. I think, Abby, you're like hitting the road early from Nashville to come meet us.
I'll be coming in hot, fresh off that Taylor Swift concert.
I love it so much. So it's the Pinot Period Party. If you've never heard of a Pinot Period Party, it's probably because we made it up. but I've partnered with Helping Mamas, and we're going to be at Chateau Elan from 2 to 4 this Sunday, collecting period products, feminine hygiene products, menstruation products, because there are a lot of menstruators out there, unfortunately, that can't afford the necessary products. Some girls are missing school because they don't have the products they need during that time of the month. And May is Period Poverty Awareness Month. So I got together with Helping Mamas and I'm like, ooh, I want a reason to drink wine and collect tampons. Let's have a Pinot Period Party. And that's what we're doing. So it's a free event. We're just asking that you come and drop off donations. So we're looking for tampons, panty liners, pads. DJ Willie T is going to be there.
Flow, flow, flow.
Get it. DJ Willie T is going to be there. So we're going to have music going. Chateau Elan is giving away a two-night stay. Q99.7 is going to be there giving away some Ed Sheeran tickets. It's just going to be a good time and good vibes trying to do some good for a great cause, which is Helping Mamas. So again, Sunday, 2 to 4, Chateau Elan. If you're in the vicinity and just want to drop some stuff off, that's great. If whatever works for you, we're there to take the donations and make these period kits.
All right, I want to do something kind of fun for a second before we get into something serious. Yeah. And this is totally self-serving. Yeah. I need the help of John's Creek for a second. So my family and I, we attended the John's Creek International Festival on Saturday. At this festival, there's all sorts of music and all sorts of foods, right? And there was one vendor. It was a mother-son vendor in a small little display, right? And they were selling brownies and cookies and fudge, right? And I happen to have Eliza with us, who really likes her sweets, as do I.
You have a sweet tooth.
Right? So we both bought like some brownies and some cookie dough fudge. I didn't think much of it at the time. Bring it home. I popped one in my mouth. And my world changed.
Did it transport you?
It was a taste bud parade.
Coming from the man who does not care about food.
Brownies, I don't care about food, but this was the best brownie and best fudge I have ever had in my life.
Ooh. And you don't remember the name.
I don't remember the name. Yeah. And all I remember is her saying that they don't have a website yet. So it's just her and her son cooking out of their home.
Aww,
right?
So precious. Aww.
And I threw away the cup that it came in. And I think it just had like a small personalized like label on it. Almost looked like old school typewriter. Font. And I don't know who they are, but I need to get my hands on these brownies and the fudge. So if you know who they are, I've gone on the website looking for them. I've done a deep dive. It was so good. I have no idea who they are. I just know that it's the best fudge in the Atlanta area, and I want to find it.
Okay.
If you were there or you're part of the organization and you can tell me who they are, I would like to help this family out by buying 7 tons of their brownies. All right, Kristen, you got an email yesterday that really touched you.
I did, because of course we talked about the mass shooting that happened in Midtown 2 days ago. And I was talking about Georgia Moms for Change, which ironically, I was on a Zoom meeting with them as the mass shooting was happening. And this is a bipartisan group that wants to protect our kids. We're tired of seeing these headlines. We firmly believe we don't have to live like this, and we're ready to do something about it. And I got this email yesterday from a Burt Show listener that I really wanted to read because it touched me. And it goes, "Dear Kristen, well, I called the station a few times as you was telling your story about Georgia Moms for Change. I didn't call as many times as I did for Taylor Swift tickets, 67, but I still dialed hoping to get through. I didn't, but wanted to write you nonetheless, as I am in the exact same boat as you. I have 2 young girls who are both fast approaching school age. After yesterday's mass shooting in Atlanta, I had the same surreal feelings as you did. Here I am watching the news and learning that the shooting was in Midtown. I thought to myself, okay, close, but still not near me. Avoid Midtown. Check. Then I got an email from my daughter's preschool in Cobb County, where we reside, stating that due to active reports and out of caution, the shooter possibly being in Smyrna, they too were going to shelter in place. Ironically, we had kept her home yesterday. Thank goodness. However, I thought, that's it. This is too close to home and the closest I ever want it to be to home. I was scrolling Instagram, as one does during these events, when I saw your story in the screenshot of your Zoom call with Georgia Moms for Change. I immediately followed the account, wrote them, and started to feel a bit hopeful. I am done hoping for change. I need to start acting. I just wanted to say thanks for posting your story. It sparked something inside me, and I hope it does the same for others. One of the questions on their submittal page was, what's your why? Literally with tears in my eyes, I looked up at my kids playing in front of me and wrote, two little girls, and hit send. Hope to cross paths on this fight, a loyal P1, Lindsay.
I love that. As I said yesterday, man, you want to get a group of people together that are passionate, that will get things done? Mm-hmm. It's moms.
Yeah. So if you go to Georgia Moms for Change on Instagram, I want to let you know this is a grassroots organization. It literally started after the Covenant shooting in Nashville, so this is fresh. They're still getting their footing, but they are on the right track. And there are four pillars that they're working on, which is has to do with gun reform, but also has to do with the mental health of our kids. So if you want more information, go to Georgia Moms for Change on Instagram. Talking to these women in our Zoom meeting did have this resurgence of, we can do something about this. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen overnight, and we have to be persistent, and we have to be loud. But once our Georgia State Senate is back in office in January, I do feel like we can do something, or at least make some steps in the right direction, where we do not have to see these headlines in our city anymore.
I'm glad you used the word headlines, because it wasn't lost on me yesterday. As I'm checking out all the major news websites that were flooded with this while it was going on, right? You go to CNN, it was the headline story. Shooting in Atlanta. Fox, shooting in Atlanta. So yesterday I went on, 24 hours after the shooting, to get updates, right? Was it 24 or 48 yesterday?
It was 24 yesterday.
24, right? Nada. Nada. It's nothing, right? Because only one person died. And we are in a place in America now where that makes headlines for a couple of hours and then we move on to the next.
Do you know why it wasn't a headline? Because when I was checking out the news yesterday evening, there was a new headline. There was a mass shooting in South Georgia at a McDonald's.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't even see that one. One is pushing out the other.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm pretty sure that organization is having a Meet the Moms meeting on Sunday as well. So it's a really great time to get involved, because and you can bring your kids too. They're going to have stuff for the kids to do while you meet. So if you want to get involved, like, there's an action item right now.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.